Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Artist Roundtable. This is where you, the artists, small business owners that serve the artists or even the fans can call in and put a topic on the table for discussion around being an independent artist or underground artist, however you identify yourself, the struggles, the triumphs, whatever might be on your heart and mind today. We are almost finished with this year. Can you believe it? I hope everybody survived the Christmas weekend. I had a wonderful, wonderful celebration with my family Christmas Eve. That's my family's tradition. And then I went into work, and I worked this whole weekend. And I have to tell you, as much as I love my job, it was a little bit difficult to leave my family Christmas Eve and go in. But it's okay because, you know, I love the kids and, you know, the actual organization that I work for, which is called Friends of Youth. I work with at-risk homeless youth. And so right now we've got about 6 kids in our program. We can house up to 9 kids. And it was a great weekend. It was actually pretty quiet. Most of the kids were kind of just off to themselves and or away from the property. So anyway, it was a good weekend. And now I'm back home, and I have to say I love sleeping in my own bed. And even though Friends of Youth is my home away from home, I love sleeping in my own bed. So anyway, until we get some callers to call in, and by the way, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Why don't I just play some tracks for you, because I've got a variety of music I'd love to share and send your way. This is going to be Cashy Keegan, and This Is My Dream.
I had no choice.
Oh,
That was Cassie Keegan from the All Media Artists website. You can find out more about him over there. And that was his piece called This Is My Dream. As this year is finishing out, I would imagine, I would hope that you've got goals and dreams that you are setting before you as you enter into 2011. I've got things that I am wanting to achieve, plans in place, and definitely dreaming dreams. So, hey, you know, take the good from 2010, take the lessons from 2010, and then just leave all the garbage behind as you enter into 2011. Do you think that we can do that? I want to play a piece by a young lady who is from my hometown. She has been making moves, working really, really, really hard as an independent artist, and she's actually, you know, she's doing it. I think that she may be the next best or big thing coming out of Seattle, Washington. And this is Seattle's very own Chocolate with Overdose featuring Drake.
The business.
Oh. Damn. Another 20 missed calls. I love her and I hate her. It's a funny twist, y'all. Can't stand her when she in town, but miss her when she gone. Truth be told, I'd rather be with her than alone. But fights break out and neighbors call 5-0. Screaming, you the most foul I know. Forever mine, wherever I go. Sex pistols out, die slow. Nah, die slower than that. Just collapse all over my mattress. Who shot ya? That nigga ain't finished. So once again, I find myself in it. Click, clack. Just let me take a minute. Round two is in the chamber. All you gotta do is spin it. Aim for the heart. Battle of the sexes. All span love and war. Casualties and facts.
And I don't think that I can bear.
That was Seattle's very own Chocolate with Overdose featuring Drake. She is doing some absolutely amazing things, making some great, great connections. She's got a wonderful song out called Grown Folks and a beautiful video that she does with Malcolm Jamal Warner. She has also been featured on a track by Nas. And, yeah, she's from my hometown, Seattle, Washington. Now, I'm going to play a track. I don't believe I've ever played it on this particular show, but my dear friend Jace, you know, from time to time calls into the Artist Roundtable, and he is just not only one of my closest friends, but he is an artist that I have great, great respect for. I have learned a lot from him. And he is just one third of the group known as Black Stacks. And I'm going to play a song that LA, my business partner, just kind of deemed was going to be our theme song. And this is I Love My Life featuring Miss Felicia Loud. I Love My Life by Black Stacks, one of my favorite groups. I consider them family, and they are a group that I work very, very closely with out of Seattle, Washington. I am just going to jump around and play some different tracks until I have a caller to call in. Today is the Artist Roundtable, where you, the artists or fans or businesses, can put things on the table and put it up for discussion amongst, you know, other people. So please feel free to call in. The number is 347-857-1189. I'm going to jump into a spoken word track. This is one of my favorite spoken word artists out of Atlanta, Georgia. And this is Eric Moore with his piece, Church.
Good evening, Lord. Thank you for this day. Lord, please continue to bless me with the strength to do what's right, the courage to deal with all the knuckleheads out there, the conviction to do what I love, and the wisdom to keep preaching the truth to these people. Let's go! Blind, see me clearly in 3D. Now you've been baptized. Tonight, the verbal trinity will be one mic, one crowd, and me. Eric Moore, your poetic Baptist, here to practice to preach the gospel of the street. Let those without sin be the first to pay attention to a life supposed to heartache and strife. No stones will be cast. My first verse will be the last. Words heard to resurrect hope for those who chose to cope, as opposed to those who gave in to the temptation of procrastination. Yeah. I know the temptation is strong, and yes, baby, I know that man thinks you wrong. And dude, I know you can only deal with the bullshit for so long, but baby, this is a brand new day. Let that stress go, you got to move on. And if you're too weak, let my words carry you to a world where inner city boys and girls make plans to escape the everyday demands of keeping it real, just to fit in with those who are afraid to try. A place where single black mothers are the generation's revolutionaries, and strong, proud black men aren't afraid to cry. Make no mistake, I am not a poet. I was not sent here to free you from the likes of Akon, T-Pain, and 50 Cent. I am that soul that was crucified by mainstream radio and was resurrected 3 days later in the form of Rakim when he made Eric B for president. When my people were hungry, I fed their souls with words of nourishment, gave sight to the mentally blind and healed wounded hearts with tales of encouragement. And yet, you still doubt me. I am what haters hate to love because they realize that on any mic, on any stage, in every state, they can't live without me. So behind closed doors, they plan a plot to assassinate my character like Hillary did to Barack, like the Bush administration did to Iraq. But no matter how many times I'm stabbed, and no matter how many times I'm shot, yo, the truth can't be stopped. So Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And if the truth hurts, then let me live the rest of my life in pain, because these words that I'm about to say to you right now are true. I am the second coming of the first poet that you ever fell in love with. And if that poet was me, that means I came to life twice that same night and shined my bright light on that same mic. It took 6 days for me to birth this verse, and on the seventh day, I rested. So-called followers tested my will, so I perfected my skill. Rehearsed every verse, went to an open mic and flexed it. I am that prodigal son who's been confessing his sins to the world since the first day of my birth. This is not poetry. I am not wordsmith. This ain't spoken words. Yo, this is church. It's church. It's church. It's church. It's church.
That was Eric Moore from Atlanta, Georgia, with his signature piece, Church. Well, since I still don't have any callers that have called in, I'm going to play another track. I'm going to take you over to Switzerland and play a piece by Fabio Mignola, and this is Groovy Nights. Okay, that was Fabio Magnola with Groovy Nights coming to you all the way from Switzerland. Well, man, should I just turn this into a listening party? Nobody wants to call in and talk with me today? That's all right. I understand. The call-in number, though, is 347-857-1189, and I see that there are people out there listening live in the wings, and then I want to thank everybody that's in the chat room, Cindy, DeLon, John D. Green Sr., and Therese. Nobody wants to call in and talk to me? Okay. Well, if that's the case, let me just go ahead and continue playing music. I don't have a problem playing music because I've got tons of it. So let's take you out to South Carolina and play a song by one of my favorite guys. He came out here to Seattle, Washington this past year and performed. I had the pleasure of watching him play and sing in person. And this is The Dubber with Late Night Ride.
Bright shining future for the ghetto youth of America. You see, all we gotta know is that the whole world is waiting on us. Yeah.
When I view the world today, we'll
That was the Dubber with Late Night Ride all the way from South Carolina. I'm going to take you back overseas to London and play a piece by Sophia May. She says she sent this to me just recently and asked me to break it over here in Seattle, Washington for her. This track is going to be coming out as her single in February, and this is Take Me There. Out more about Sophia May, you can you can find her all over the internet, but she is one of the first artists that provided me with a track to use for my youth project. And you can see her video that she did with Mo Rock with the track that she's allowing me to use, which is called I Believe, on my website. So if you go to www.flavanews.com and hit the events and projects page and scroll down, you can see the video of the song, I Believe. I do have a caller on the line from my area code. So caller from the 206, welcome to the Artist Roundtable with Lady Flava.
Hey, Lady Flay.
Who is this?
Lip. T-Lip to be exact.
Should I have known this phone number?
You should have known. That's cool.
I don't have your number memorized. How are you, darling?
Good. I'm on day off, so I'm hanging out with you for a little bit.
Okay. So you know what? This is so very unusual for me, Pila, but nobody has called in yet, and here we are you know, almost 30 minutes into the artist roundtable, and so I was about to turn it into a listening party because normally, you know, the people that normally call in, they're sitting in the chat room. They're sitting right there in the chat room, and nobody's calling in, you know, and I'm like, wow, you know, John's been just letting me hang here all by myself, DeLon, you know, Cindy, I don't know, Cindy ought to just call in to be my co-host, and, you know, Therese, come on now, you know, you my girl over there, the all-media artist. So anyway, hey, I got P-Lip on the line, so that's all good. He's one of my family. He came and spent Christmas Eve with me. So did you have a good Christmas?
I had a wonderful Christmas. I got more than I needed, actually. I feel blessed.
Wonderful. I was so glad that you and the family came over Christmas Eve. I hated that I had to leave and go to work. You know, generally I like going to work and stuff like that, but that was honestly hard for me to leave because I was just really enjoying you guys and really wanted to just sit back and chill. But that's all good. That's all good. So do you got a topic of discussion you want to put on the table, P-Lip?
I don't have a topic, but give me a few minutes. I can think of one.
Okay. So I want to welcome Intellect to the chat room. Intellect, are you going to call into the show and help a sister out or somebody? Somebody's got to help me and P-Lip out. So with that said, you know what? Let me just scroll on down and I'll just play some more music, you know, since nobody wants to call in. I am going to play a piece by J Soul out of Baltimore, Maryland, and this is featuring Eric Roberson, and this is Potential.
Feeling apprehensive
about it.
This loving can be so expensive,
but
you've got to hang it from the start, girl. Cause only time can mend a broken heart,
baby.
No need to worry,
baby.
I'll take my time.
Oh, yeah.
Show me your heart,
ooh,
and I'll show you mine. Just what you like,
and
I'll try to make it
better for you, girl.
Cause I know it when I see it.
Ooh, girl. You should know. Potential, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, you should know. You got potential.
When I look at you, I see a queen.
A queen.
I see a thing
that
needs to be beside me through everything I do. And you define
what
comes to mind.
Girl,
I think of what I've been dreaming all the time.
Baby,
no need to worry.
Baby,
I'll take my time.
Honey,
you show me your heart.
Ooh, girl,
I'll show you mine.
Tell me
just what you like, girl.
And
I'll try to make it
better for you, girl.
Cause I know it when I see it.
Ooh, girl, you should know.
You know.
You got potential,
baby.
Potential,
baby girl.
Just trying to kick it and chill. Peep how this has a different feel. No
pretend
that this isn't real. Can't believe if you want it like you're missing the wheel. This is so ill, man, it oozes potential. Most complicated things, you keep it simple. Some best times, but you can be gentle. And you truth is, man, I like that there. So it's fighting, it's a tad bit scary. Cause you the type of woman that a brother could marry. Sweet but spicy like mango curry. We'll take our time, girl, ain't no hurry. Let it ride in the south, let it do what it do. This is hip and cool, we can chill forever. So what else is saying we stay together?
Featuring Eric Robeson. So what do you think of that track, P-Lip?
Oh, I love that one. That was on, it reminded me of just straight good music. It's like the jazzy / R&B feel. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
I like most of the tracks you put on there usually.
Okay. I had the pleasure of being on a panel with J. Soul probably about a year ago, talking about underground independent artists along with Terry Bellows from the International Soul Summit. So it was a pleasure to get to know him and then now to be able to play his sound on my show. And he does have a new CD out, so I'm hoping that he's going to send me some tracks from that. So DeLon has put a subject up in the chat room, and he wants to talk about how to get indie underground artists not only heard, but how to effectively sell, get sales. And, you know, and that's a good question. You know, that is a really, really good question. I think for you, DeLon, I think you're starting off 2011 good. You've got a great manager behind you that believes in you. You know, getting to know Therese from the All Media Artists is definitely going to be a plus. You know, myself here at Flava News, we can definitely start getting your music out to be heard other ways. But that is a hard one when it comes to the underground independent artists. I think a lot of it's going to start with, you know, having a street team behind you, not just in your hometown. When I say street team, it doesn't mean somebody out there pounding the pavement. It means people that believe in you and what you're creating, your sound and all of that, to then, you know, helping you spread the word and getting people to listen to you and helping, you know, once you have a CD available for digital download or for sales of a hard copy to get people to buy it, you know, there are different ways of pushing your music out there to potentially be heard on different radio stations, whether it be a mainstream and people vote to get your music up on the mainstream, to, you know, getting played on college radio stations or internet radio stations. And so there's different ways of doing it. But you know what? Let me bring in callers. There is another caller from the 206 area code. If you are wanting to join us in the conversation, please raise your hand. Otherwise, feel free to stay on the line and listen to the conversation. So let me bring in the other two callers.
206.
So, John D. Green, are you joining us?
I am here.
Okay. So let me bring in DeLon. Maybe I don't want to bring on DeLon, huh? Okay, DeLon, your line is open now.
Good morning.
Okay. Can you sing it just a little bit more?
No, I'm just going to talk for a little bit.
Hey, what's going on today? So you are
all right,
on the
Lady Flavor. Just to clear the air.
Yes.
Today, I decided I would play the backfield for a moment to interact with the people, all the fine people in the chat room, to see which way the wind is really blowing. So when I approached the show, I had a solid topic. Thanks to Delon and his great detective work, we have a good topic for today. We were with you the whole time. We were just sometimes I decided, you know what, I'm going to see what the people are doing while we're doing all this talking. What's going on behind the scenes? And I really wanted to be a part of that today.
They were just giving each other love. That's all it was. But you know, it's all good. It's all good that y'all left me hanging. At least my nephew Pilip showed up to save the bell, save me. Huh, Pilip.
No, you
so
good.
So anyway, everybody, this
don't need
is
take a shout out real quick.
I want to introduce you to Pilip right quick.
Okay.
So Pilip, this is John D. Green Sr. calling in from the Detroit, Michigan area, and Delon calling in from Houston, Texas.
Cool.
Hello.
No worries.
How's it going, y'all?
Keep pushing that music.
Oh, absolutely.
So my nephew Pilip is going to school to be a producer.
Ooh.
Okay.
Well, hold it. My introduction wasn't formal enough then, now was it? No. Let me reintroduce myself. No.
Yeah, he's right now he plays around with making beats and stuff like that, but he's going to the Seattle Art Institute. So
really? So you're making digital beats, P, or you're sitting down in there behind the board, you know, you're sitting behind the Hammond or behind the Yamaha, the Korg, the Triton. How you doing your thing?
Pretty much. Right now I'm just using what I got. I'm just using the Free Loop demo. I'm just playing with that, just trying to get a feel for what kind of sound I like. I got a keyboard too, but it's not as efficient as if I had a realistic studio.
Okay, well, make yourself efficient with it, brother. And that's advice from one brother to another that's in the industry. Make yourself efficient because you'll be good. I mean, you related to the flags, so you're going to be good at what you do. But I guarantee you, at some point in your career, somebody going to say, hey, Pilip, that you? Yeah, man, how you doing? Hey, could you sign a song? Hey, P, drop that beat that you dropped in so-and-so for us real quick. And you're going to be somewhere with a five-piece, you know, pearl set. Or you're going to want to be able to drop it like it's hot right then and there. Remember that if you don't remember nothing else.
Studio.
Say again?
I drop it like it's hot on and off the studio.
There you go. And you're going to want to be able to do that no matter what, man.
But you know what? Another bit of advice, like, differentiate yourself from just a beat maker. Because a lot of people go out here and say they're producers, and really all they're doing is making beats. And that's not really being a producer. Producer really guides the whole session and directs the artists and all that. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. So definitely make sure that you're looking into all aspects of what a producer actually is, because I think a lot of people get that mistake, you know. And you know, they'll make a beat, and someone else uses it, and they just sold the track, but they haven't really produced anything beyond making a track. You know what I'm saying? That's not producing the song. So I would be mindful of that. There's a big difference between Quincy Jones, who doesn't touch anything instrumentally wise, at least not like he used to. You know, the big difference between Quincy Jones as opposed to somebody in their basement just making a beat for somebody. That's a whole different, that's apples and oranges. You know what I mean?
I mean, you think of someone like Quincy Jones, he doesn't touch anything. That's true, not anymore. But Quincy Jones can write for pretty much every instrument made. He can compose and arrange for pretty much every instrument made. When you're that good, brother, you don't got to touch nothing. You know what I'm saying? I put it in the hands of the best.
Right. Plus, Quincy also gets the proper musicians to do the stuff that he wants.
Right.
And, you know,
but
he also
can write
the
stuff. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
He is a composer. Quincy can write any piece. He's written pieces you would never know were Quincy Jones.
Right.
For so many different soundtracks and movies. You wouldn't
right.
know it because
right. he's
gifted. He's versatile.
Right, because he's done stuff from Sinatra to Michael Jackson to, you know,
right.
all types of people.
Everything.
You know?
Let me ask you a question. Who's familiar with the RZA? Who remember Wu-Tang?
Oh, I do.
Okay,
RZA,
you
on.
Familiar with the RZA? All right. The RZA is a composer. Are you aware of that? No. You remember that movie War with Jet Li and Jason Statham and all that? Man, those are my two top right now, top action heroes. Okay, you remember that soundtrack? No. Remember the soundtrack when he walking through the brothel? He got Jason Statham in the beginning of the movie walking through the brothel when he's first looking for Jet Li.
Oh yeah.
That's RZA, baby, right there. Now you tell
okay.
me that brother ain't on top of his game. He's a composer extraordinaire. You wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know it, man. People see what I'm saying? That's the level of different compositions from composers. You don't know. When you're a composer, you can compose any kind of music at any time for anything, whether it be movies, film, radio. You can compose it because you are the composer. You are the mind behind the music. If you think it, thus it is. RZA composed that. I bought the movie because I wanted the soundtrack. I wanted to see how he fitted in his mind. Because the movie was first, then the soundtrack came in this particular film. I bought that film just so I could see and say, damn, that's RZA. That's the guy we remember from Wu-Tang.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
yeah.
I said, that's it. Producers, composers, you guys are the glue that stick things together, man. Always bear that in mind because that's your role now.
Right.
Well, you know, with that said, I think... Intellect, I think you ought to call in since you're a producer out here in Seattle and a highly respected producer. Since you're in the chat room, I think you ought to call in, you know, and join in this conversation. And by the way, Intellect, I just want you to know that the hip-hop artists are moving out of the mother-in-law suite, so if you want to move in, they'll be out the end of January. So I just thought I'd put that out there to you. I'm trying to move somebody in there. I was trying to get P-Lip and the family to move in. So somebody's got to move into my mother-in-law's unit. So, man, okay, so do we want to have a conversation around, you know, producers, or do we want to have a conversation around, you know, indie artists and how do we get them heard and how do we... create sales for them.
Oh, shoot. I'll let y'all run with it and I'll jump in.
Okay, well, being an indie artist, I'm always open for the conversation of how to get heard and how to generate sales.
Right.
But
you know what,
let the majority choose.
Right. You know what, John, I guess my question was, you know, with so many indie artists, you know, very talented people, and, you know, so many different avenues for indie artists to sell their because at the end of the day, you do want to sell. Is how is it that, I guess the question is, how is it that we can create a buzz enough to compete, whereas we can actually make a living off of our music? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know some of the answers, but there's so many different answers to that question. What, you know... I don't know. I guess what's the best way?
I have come to the conclusion that the ultimate maiden guidelines for what we are trying to accomplish here is the quality of our music, the availability of our music, and the time that it takes for us to produce, create, and put out our music. Okay, because we live in that society right now where everything is right now. I want what I want, and I want it now. Okay.
Right.
Now, people, we do live in a society where you can pretty much surround anything in a decent beat with a nice hook and sell it. But, again, that relates back to the individual artist. I'm not putting just anything out there. That's
right.
For me, I'm not doing that because I am more than just a guy that writes a song. But that's
right.
me. And for three, people want to be able to get more of that. People might like a song of yours. That's fine. Hey.
Right.
But you want people to like your style more so than that song. I got a song. I got somebody the other day. It's like, man, you wrote this, this, and this, and I like it. But this other song, man, I can't believe it's you. I hate that song. I'm like, okay, that's cool. Because now I know that they are associating my music with my style.
Right.
You want to sell your style. But when I say that, I don't mean like your style sounds kind of like mine, which kind of sounds like Gillan's, which kind of, no, you want to sell your individual, unique style. You want people
right.
to be like, man, I like the way that guy do things. It's a little different, but I like that. Because if they like your style, they will buy your music. So
right.
you have to have your style down to a science. But then again, you got to be able to do your style. You know what I'm saying? You have to be able to own your style and sell it. So finding the market is finding people that like your style and then being able to duplicate that with quality again and again and again. That's where a lot of people fall short. They get one or two good tracks. They do it, it sells, it's good, but then it's like, okay, what's next?
Exactly.
That part, you got to prepare for that part before you actually go into the mass production and selling of what you of your wares. Because people
right.
don't let up, man. They don't wait. They're very unforgiving. They don't let up. They want what they want, and they want it often.
Right.
You got to have your catalog ready and be more than prepared to deliver that. Those are the general keys that I'm seeing to success as an indie artist. Now, as far as marketing and this and that, a lot of it is word of mouth. A lot of it is getting out there, pushing it. But, again, management has a lot to do with it. If you have the right team, I mean, you don't need a team of professionals necessarily. It would be nice if you can afford it, but if you're anything like me, well, that's not happening.
Yeah.
But if you can get a solid and committed team to get out there with you, I mean, two heads are better than one, and four heads are better than two, et cetera. If you can get out there with the right people to push your sound, and then it all depends on where you're pushing your sound. You're pushing your sounds to your friends in the hood right there, that'll only get you so far. You know what I mean? You got to be willing to branch out there and take those hard chances, that thick skin like Delon and I always talk about, because there will be rejections.
Right.
You got to fight
through
that.
You can't be afraid.
Yeah.
Well, and I, you know, I think that a lot of it is in positioning yourself. You know, I
mm-hmm.
think that what John is saying, you know, you do need to know who to market it to. I mean, as Delon being an R&B soul singer, okay, you're not necessarily going to market yourself, and I think we had this conversation before, you know, to people who like country or rock, you know.
Right.
So I think that when you have a specific sound, then you do need to target those, find out where to find those people that love your particular sound, whether it be, you know, going you know, to certain, you know, showcases in your area to see, you know, get a feel of the people that, you know, are going there and getting an idea of where did they find out about, you know, this particular event, to then kind of target and see how that person advertised the event or whatever it is. I think you do, you know, need to get creative around how you market yourself and who you market yourself amongst. One of the things that I read over the internet, which was interesting to me, you know, how people will talk about grow your fan base, you know, get all these numbers on Facebook or MySpace or, you know, these social networks. But then it all on this particular article, it talked about fake fans, you know, and what
mm-hmm.
you really, really need is real fans that are paying attention to you, real people that like what you're doing and will help spread the word for you, you know, because, you know, bottom line is word of mouth is a powerful tool. It really
mm-hmm.
honestly is. And so, again, when it comes down to what you're creating, you need people behind you. You don't want your family. You don't want your homies in the neighborhood. Like John was saying, you really need to be able to step outside of that. And find those people and, you know, realistically find people that can and are willing to spend that $10, you know, to buy your digital download or whatever, or if you're doing a showcase, willing to come out and pay, you know, to attend your event. Because I'm definitely noticing here in Seattle, Washington, man, everybody wants into a showcase free. Everybody wants a CD for free or a book for free, you know. And so you need to find those people that are willing to not only support you by word of mouth and participating in spreading the word, but those people that are willing and able, you know, to spend, you know, that little amount of money, you know, to help support financially what you're trying to do and to grow it. One of the things that Cindy said in the chat room is that it takes money. And the reality is it does take money to make money. You know, whether
right.
it be creating those marketing tools that are colorful and eye-catching, to then draw them into either your showcase or to go check out your CD, whether it mean, you know, to be able to press up your CDs, to, pay those people that can actually make the moves, you know, because when you get to a certain point in your career, the more popular you get, the interesting thing is the more money it costs you. Then you need to go into the direction of paying, you know, people that can help you take it to the next level. There's just so much that you can do when you're limited in income. And so, you know, one of the things that I plan on doing with Flava News going into 2011 is honestly, sincerely setting aside money from my paycheck, from my job, that goes into Flava News. Because I, too, am at the point that I need to be able to pay for certain tools. You know, as you already know, starting February 1st, Blog Talk Radio is no longer going to be free. And so, you know, I'm looking and hoping that the people who love and enjoy what we do through Flava News will help absorb some of the expenses of having Flava on the radio. You know, to be able to do the Artist Roundtable or the All Media Artists or the Flossum or Tossums or any of the shows that I do, you know, but even at that, it's going to cost money. And then through Blog Talk, they have different tools that you can have depending on how much money you spend on your subscription, you know. So it's just interesting how it all works, you know, like for PLIP, who's going to school and learning all of this, to be able to purchase the equipment that he needs, you know, to have at home to create his, you know, home studio to do what he does. Or, you know, for you guys to be able to get into the studios or have, you know, professional photographers take, you know, pictures of you or whatever it is, you know, a lot of it just comes down to the bottom line of having some kind of financial base to work from.
Right. Yeah. All good points.
Word.
Don't jump in there and just, you know, okay. Because you know me, I can talk up a storm, but I think you do need to get. Go ahead.
Right. I mean, like for me, I mean, like I kind of know the answers to all this stuff to some degree. You know what I mean? But it's kind of like, okay, what is it that, you know. You know, indie artists far outnumber mainstream artists. You know what I mean? Far outnumber. But
yeah.
the mainstream artists are the ones who are generating, you know, the gold and platinum sales and earning, you know, large incomes. So, you know, and so how is it that, you know, for instance, someone as talented as John, how can we get it so that, you know, everybody is buying John D. Green, you know what I'm saying? Or everybody's buying DeLon, or everybody's buying, you know, whoever, you know what I mean, who's an indie artist, you know, because I think that's where maybe the major labels aren't dead just yet, you know what I mean?
Right. You know, it's a hard thing to get, even to get people to pay attention to certain indie artists. I noticed that it's a hard struggle. People don't even want to take that time. You know, they figure, oh, if you're not famous, then I'm not going to. I'll listen to it if you give it to me for free or if you post it, but I'm not
right,
going to
exactly.
pay for it. You know?
Exactly.
And that,
exactly. You know, because I've lost count of how many people say, hey, man, let me get a copy of that. You know, oh, I love your stuff. You know, let me get that on the love, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, you know, well, you know, and like you guys were saying, well, are you willing to pay for it? That's
right.
You know, that's the key. If you're willing to pay for it, if you think I'm that good, you should be able to break, something off to pay for that. You know, because it cost me a lot more. Trust me, you know what I'm saying? It cost me money to make this music in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
That's part of the big issue. People don't realize that we pay. We pay money, whether it be for pressing a CD, studio. We pay for, whether it be for equipment for us to do it wherever we are. We pay money to make this happen for the music they claim to like. But people don't want to pay for it. I mean, you get some people that will pay without question. And I love those people because I'm one of those people. If I like something, I'll buy it, period.
Right.
I'm not going to haggle. I don't haggle. But you got other people that want things for free, man. And for some reason, when it comes to us as indie, people don't realize we pay to make it because we expect to sell it. We didn't make this, pay to make it, to give it up for free. And I'm not trying to sound, you know, like I'm greedy or money hungry, but I'm being honest. A lot goes into my work. The man hours alone, I could rack up a regular work week check if I were at a regular job.
Right.
Sometimes for one song, you know, composition alone sometimes, that would be a regular work week. Why shouldn't we get compensated for our work if you like it so much?
Right. But you know what? I think you touched on something, John, and it's about fame. And because, you know, people are drawn to success, obviously. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll give you a minute example, but it really kind of opened my eyes on something. Okay, I have a lot of people that, you know, that do support me, right? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was on TV this past week on Channel 26 Fox here in Houston.
I know, brother. Congratulations.
Doing my thing live.
My cousin Dwyla from Houston. She told me all about you, man. Say
nothing,
baby.
Right. Now, but dig this, though, right? When I got home, I opened up my Facebook, and there's people that, you know, that live, you know, in my local area. I'm not calling out names, who I haven't spoken to in a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, almost, you know, 6 months to a year. Suddenly, they're blowing my Facebook up. I'm like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it's like, well, you know, well, can I get that kind of love, you know, for my music is the question. You know what I'm saying? You know, I understand it. But it's like, wait a minute, you know, now you trying to say what's up?
It kind of bothers you, doesn't it? Yeah.
Just a little.
That's like if all of a sudden you're on the cover of something and you're with someone who's already somewhat established and known, and then people contact you and they're like, oh, DeLon, hey, you sound great, man. And you're thinking, well, before I was on the cover of this thing with so-and-so, I was still DeLon. I still sound the same. The music was the same. How all of a sudden, you know, you wonder about, like you said, people are drawn to fame. They're drawn to celebrity. They're drawn to people that are already known. It's a sad truth in our society, man.
Right. You know, I understand people are drawn to, you know, perceived success, you know, and that's what it comes down to. You know, how is it that as the indie artist that we can get known well enough, whereas, you know, so-and-so who we're never going to meet is going to buy our music.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it comes down to. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, Late Flavor, forget your friends and family. You know, I'm not saying forget them, but they're going to be in the corner, you know, one way or the other. You know, but they're going to be actually, your friends and family are going to actually expect the free stuff, you know, like, you know, VIP to the show or, you know, let me get a free copy of the single type of deal. You know how that goes. But it gets down. Hello?
Oh.
Somebody was ringing. Yeah, but it gets down to, all right, so-and-so over, you know, in London or something that somebody you'll never meet in your life, you know, one in a billion chance will buy you, will be a supporter of your stuff.
Right.
I think what it starts with is you got to start being true to yourself. Just keep doing you and keep people that stuck with you and your team or whatever, whatever's been supporting you, just keep them in mind and try to see if you can excel at all. And when you realize there's something else you can change to make yourself even better, do that and do it. Don't do it for nobody else. Do it for you.
Right.
And keep it 100 with yourself. And I think things will start coming. And once you have a goal, I mean, once you just complete the goal that you want to complete, it's pretty much fast forward from there.
Right.
And I think that's easier said than done, Pilip. You know, unfortunately,
yeah,
John has dropped off the line, just to let you both know that. But, you know, I think a lot of it is honestly identifying people who may have the potential to help you take it to the next level, too. I think it's one thing when, you know, you're on all these different social networks and you bring on all these different, you know, friends or fans, whatever you want to call them. But I think it's really important to sit back and actually pay attention to who might really pay attention to you, who might really, you know, have capabilities. Because a lot of times I'm noticing, at least for myself, now that I've been out there as Lady Flava for years, there is a different caliber of people that are requesting me as a friend, or paying attention to me, you know, that have either skills or the capabilities that are greater than mine. And so I think that if you can start identifying those type of people and connecting with them, and see what their reaction is to you and your sound, if it feels right and good, just, you know, and I'll be honest, you know, because just because somebody might have the capabilities doesn't necessarily mean they're a good fit or they're a good connection. But I think that, you know, when you get to a certain point, you need to start identifying, you know, those people. And it's so easy to go online and start Googling radio stations and this and that, and, you know, being able to reach out to stations all over the world to send your music to see if you know, there's an interest. And so, you know, once you start getting your music heard and people are starting to request you and this and that, you know, a lot of it is people want to know, like when it comes to a manager, they want to know that they can sell you because that's where they're going to make their money. You know, they're not going to make their money just off of, you know, saying, hey, you know, my name's Chris DeLon and I want to sign you as a client. You know, when Chris is going to make some money is when he's able to sell DeLon to somebody, you know, whether it be getting you on a showcase or creating a venue for you to perform or selling a song or whatever it is, that's when the manager is going to make some money. So, you know, kind of like what John was saying before, you know, you just got to be ready, you know, and now that you've got a manager, DeLon, you know, it's going to be a lot of the pressure is going to be on Chris to reach out there and try to find those right connections that are going to put the eyes on you, you know.
I mean,
of course, you as an artist are going to have to continue doing the hard work, too.
Right. I was about to say that, is that I'm not going to, you know, throw everything in his hands. There's still, you know, marketing and things I have to do on my end.
Oh, of course.
To get it out there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And nobody should leave everything in their manager's hands.
Well, I mean, no. And by no means is it all on him, because you're the product.
Right.
You know, so you're the one with the sound, you're the one with the image, you know, but it's the manager's responsibility to find those real connections,
right?
You know, and that, you know, and that's just reality. You're the one creating the fans, you know, you're the one that people are going to be drawn to. He's behind the scenes. You don't we're not necessarily going to see what he's doing.
Right.
You know, and stuff. And so, you know, there's just no straight answer as to how to do it. But I think that a lot of it is going to be image, you know, the artist's image, you know, how well can you connect with, you know, your fans. That's one of the things that my daddy was talking about with me at lunch one day is how well can you communicate? How well are you know, your fans connecting with you and all. John, just to let you know, your line's back open again.
Okay, thank you.
But, you know, I think that, you know, that's something that's important. You know, one of the things that my dad also had suggested is, you know, what is the community image of the artist? Are they out there connecting with people in the community and, you know, getting involved in certain, you know, events or community, you know, outreach programs or whatever, and making themselves visible, you know, as somebody who's approachable and concerned, you know. And so I think that's an interesting thing to look at, you know, how visible, you know, are you, you know, to people and that can get to know you as a person and how much you care about community and family and future and, you know, be able to experience your sound, you know, that way. I think that's something, you know, will definitely is something to explore, you know, but I think that going into 2011, you know, I would just really, really suggest that, you know, you look at what has worked in the past and how you can build on that and then look at what didn't work and maybe explore why it didn't work and then, you know, then get creative. I think creativity is going to be the key when it comes to 2011 and standing out because just like you said, DeLon, there's so many indie artists out there, but one thing you need to remember is all the mainstream artists that are out there right now, once upon a time, they were a nobody. Once upon a time, they were underground or indie artists, and somebody got behind them. One of the things that my mentor has told me is, you know, she's like, Susan, do your research and find who is out there doing what you do, close to doing what you do, and then research them and find out how they made it, you know. And I think that maybe that's one thing that I would also say when it comes to an artist. You know, who is your favorite artist? You know, and maybe do some research on them as to, you know, where were their beginnings and try to get an idea of who and how they got pushed forward. You know, so I don't know. I think a lot of it's just going to be being smart. You know, again, I really, really say that it's, you know, positioning yourself. And, you know, but like Philip was saying, you know, staying true to yourself and your passion in it, and don't waver from that. But, you know, just kind of rethink things. So anyway, I'm running my mouth. She can jump in.
We're listening.
I don't know whether it makes sense. You know, I sit back
everything you said is great advice. You know, I was kind of putting that question out there, not just for myself, but for those who may be listening, who are artists, you know, writers or singers, musicians, whatever, themselves, and how, you know, how to reach the masses. You know what I mean? Because I think sometimes we get, some people get too excited about selling, you know, 10 copies of something, you know what I'm saying, when you really haven't done anything yet. You know what I mean? You know, in the grand scheme of things, I mean, shoot, gold is, what, 500,000 copies? And most labels would drop you for that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, well, man, you know, but of course, if you're an indie artist, if you're selling 500,000 of anything, you're living quite well because you're getting, most of the benefit. But I'm just trying to wonder how is it that you can, you know, get to the levels of, you know, earning an actual income, you know, that sustains you where you can do your craft full time and not have to do the 9-to-5 and try to fit in your music or writing or whatever it is.
Mm.
That's funny you should mention that.
That's
funny you should mention that.
I think, again, it's going to be, you know, in being able to position yourself, making those right connections that can help you make moves, you know, connecting
mm-hmm.
with people who have connections, you know,
mm-hmm.
whether it be somebody like, you know, Therese or, you know,
oh, yeah,
maybe
she,
in 5 years I'll have connections.
yeah, Therese is a godsend. What's up, Therese? Just want to put that out there. Shout out to the,
you know, but, you know, being able to connect, you know, with people. If by chance, you know, you do have that opportunity to sing, you know, the national anthem at a sporting event, you know,
mm-hmm.
stay connected with those people. You never know who, you know, they're connected to that's going to dig your voice to then sing at something else, you know, or, you know, as
mm-hmm.
those doors, you know, are open, you know, just take note, you know, take note and take names and take phone numbers and email addresses and all of that and just start connecting, you know, whether it be you have a new track out and you're like, you know, I want you to check this out and let me know what you think or, you know, whatever it is, stay connected. You know, as you know, my fan base is growing, and I'm not purposely trying to grow it, but it's growing, you know, but it's hard for me to stay connected because there's too many people, you know, there. So when somebody reaches out and connects with me, it's much easier for me to pay attention,
sure.
you know, to them. And so, you know, it... I don't know. I just really, really, you know, how to identify who it is. I think that's kind of hard. I think that somebody had told me once upon a time that to gain a good manager, the artist does not find the manager finds the artist. And
right.
so I think that it's kind of like that too. You know, just staying true to yourself, I think, you know, always working and perfecting your game and your craft and just having a really, really good, solid public image. You know, one of the things that I would really, really love to see going into 2011, there's some people out there that have some amazing talents, but they air their dirty laundry on Facebook and stuff. You know, and I'll be honest with you, because of that, I've deleted some people because
mm-hmm.
I don't need messiness in my camp. I mean, we all have our dramas, you know, that maybe we want to address, right? But I
mm-hmm.
think that you just never know who's watching and,
or listening.
You know, or listening. And so, you know, I think that's something to really, really pay attention to. What is your public image? You know, it doesn't match what your artist image is.
Right.
And, you know, and I think that also it's good to, you know, be able to honestly somehow, how you do it, I don't know, but somehow start a financial, you know, base for you to work from, you know, as an artist, you know, man, even if it's filling up that coin jar, you
right.
know, it's amazing how fast that coin jar can fill up if you're dedicated to throwing your change in there. Or, you know, taking, you know, some money from each paycheck and setting it aside into a special account that's just for, you know, your needs as an artist. Or
right.
because that's just real talk, you know, it's going to take money. I mean,
yeah.
I don't care if it's even putting gas in your car to be able to drive to a gig, you
yeah.
know, that's all money. You know, it's just like us being on the phone right now and being on the internet, that all costs money to do those things.
Right.
You know, so I think that if we start, you know, valuing ourselves as artists or as myself as an artist cheerleader, then,
okay.
you know, we need to turn around and invest in ourselves financially also, you know, but... Again, I think reaching out and finding those great street teams. You know, we've got an amazing woman in the chat room right now, Lady Marmalade, who's out in Germany and she has a radio show. And honestly,
hey.
She would love some John D. Green and some Dahlon. So,
hello.
You know, she's got a radio show every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
And she plays R&B soul music on
okay,
her
what,
show.
What's
really?
Her information?
Huh?
I'm not near my computer. So what time?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's me.
She's on Facebook.
Lady Mama. She's on Facebook. She's on my on my friends list. But
okay,
she
Lady
does
Mama,
her show every
yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah, they're awesome cooking.
Okay.
At 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which I'm thinking it's like 10 p.m. over there in Germany. Am I correct? I don't know the time difference. It's like a 10 or 9 hour difference, you know, between here. But she plays some absolutely amazing music on her show. And for anybody who is an R&B soul singer, I would definitely consider, okay, so her website for her radio show is bounceradio.net.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Bounce, B-O-U-N-C-E, radio.net. And she's saying that it's 11 p.m. in German and 10 p.m. in the U.K. So anyway, she is a big supporter of indie artists. And, you know, peace and blessings, Lady Mama Lod, for coming to my show again. She was there on my Christmas show. So
awesome.
Thank you so much for coming to the show today, too. So, yeah, she is
Dahlon?
On my friends list.
Yeah, I'm going to hit her up on Facebook, definitely.
Yeah, D. Because Germany need a little taste of that shine you working with. Yes,
you know what, though? I mean, to some degree, you got to be a big-time self-promoter because you know how many times I've sang at my job alone for people? You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know, like last night I was singing for somebody, you know, because they was like, you know, because they had heard that I was on TV or whatever, so they wanted to hear for themselves. So, you know, I had to, you know, break them off a little something, you know.
But it's only embarrassing it's only embarrassing the first couple hundred times, but after that, you got it down to a science. I carry a piano in my truck. You know what I mean? We got pretty much got it down to science. It's not, I keep a piano in the back of my truck. Because you just never know. It's part of the job for us.
Right.
You never know. You never know. Yeah. Okay. You know what? She's actually requesting that you sing Dahlon, so why don't you sing for Lady Marmalade in Germany?
Yay! Okay. All right. I'll give you a different Christmas song this time.
Yay!
All right. Here we go. Let me warm up the pipes. All right. Here we go.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe helps to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's building lots of toys and goodies out on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple praise from kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
right, Lady Mama Love. That was the song just for you, Mama.
Man, that like King Cole need an extra cigarette after that one, boy. See what? That brought water to my eyes.
I'm not near my computer. Did she dig it?
She's loving your sound.
Oh, okay. I'm going to hit you up on Facebook.
Yeah. Trust me, Lady Mama Lodge, he's going to be hitting you up on Facebook, you know, in the next 5 minutes or something once he gets back to his computer. She's
that
saying applause, applause, applause. Teresa is saying applause, applause, applause.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was beautiful, man.
Well, I'm glad you dig it.
And intellect, you know, he's saying that's filthy.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing?
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yes, I like that one there.
Yeah,
man, you got me over here talking to myself, man. All right, come on. Move along. Now I'm sitting here still. You hear me mumbling? I forgot I was on the show for a minute. I'm like, man, I like that one right there. That was. Man, I'm all hip hop, and that just sent me back to the 70s. I feel
okay.
Yeah.
I'm
that
glad
was real
you
nice.
You earned a moment of silence over there, D. That's accolades in itself. You get a bunch of artists to be quiet. You did something, bro. You did something. That was beautiful, man. That was all right.
I'm glad you dig it.
Oh, yeah.
God has blessed me, you know, with a little bit of talent, you know. Now I just got to transfer that into, you know, a lot of sales.
Right, right.
You know, because, I mean, that's the whole point of it, isn't it? I mean, as talented as you guys are and stuff, and, you know, if nobody hears about you, you know, what's the point? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, I mean, like, you know, John, like, your music is beautiful, man. You know what I'm saying? I can listen to that all day. But we need, you know, a million DeLons to tune in to John D. Green so that, you know, that you can get, you know, something for your work. You know what I mean?
Right.
Thank
you, brother. You know what? And it's sad that is the truth, because a lot of us, I mean, I know you on a private level and on a public level, and I know you do it for the love of the music, and as well as I do it for the love. But the truth of the matter is we got to, you know, we can't eat the love. You know,
right,
as much
right.
as we love to, we have to eat. We have to survive and sustain. You know, and that's why we have the conversations that we're having now. It's because
right.
as much as we love to do it, it's not free to do.
Right.
You know, and if
you know.
It was, then we'd do it, and so be it, because we'd be self-sustained. But in reality, we aren't. Thus, we,
right.
you know, need to make those sales. So I understand,
right.
you know, it's for the love. But, again, like you said, man, I'd love to come and listen to you, but I'd much rather be able to come and buy the ticket and go to your show and do it right than to hit you up on the side and, yo, D, I hook a brother up, man. Can I get in
right.
for free? Me and my girlfriend, my cousin Day-Day, you know, his
yeah,
woman T-shirt.
Know.
And yeah, no.
Exactly.
You know, we just do it on a level. We support each other first.
Right. Cause I'm going to tell you, because I'm pumping, right, because I'm also pumping you guys, you know, Lay Flavor, Therese, John, I mean, all you guys, you know, I'm
mm-hmm.
telling people, you know, left and right, they're sick of me now.
Right.
Like, these guys are walking commercial or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
but the whole point is to not only get myself out there, but to get the people who I support out there also, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole point of it, is to get
mm-hmm.
everybody involved.
Well, my
well,
I got myself beat up in Detroit with my leopard carpet T-shirt, so you know I'm gonna try to redirect.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to rethink my marketing strategy for the flavor, but yeah, it was good for a minute. You know, I got called a village person one too many times, so I had to rethink.
You know,
that.
At least you know they were paying attention, so you know that's a start. That's a start.
Go ahead.
We do have another caller on the line. So, Lady Mama Laws, you are on the air with the Artist Roundtable.
Hello, and good evening here from Germany. And where is my new friend, Dylan?
I'm right here, ma'am.
Oh, thank you so much. Much respect. Yay. I really, really loved your voice there. We have to get in contact, definitely.
Yes, ma'am.
Good
yes,
boy.
Ma'am.
Now he doesn't even know what to say.
Yeah, I made a man speechless.
I'm honored. You know, I'm glad you like it, you know. Now,
absolutely.
You know, I'm going to send you, you know, where you can see, listen to some of my music. You know, all media artists, go there. That's the first place you should go. I have a page up there. You can listen to a couple of my songs and, you know, support some of the other artists. You know, John himself, he's on all media artists. You know,
hey.
Gotta keep putting that
hey,
out
hey.
There. Miss Therese, she's the one who runs the show on that. You know, holler at her. You know, she's very reachable and approachable. And of course, you know, Lady Flavor, you know. So, you know, definitely that'd be the first place I would go. Just go there right now, matter of fact.
I just put the website in the chat room, and honestly, Lady Marmalade, it is a great place for indie artists and a variety of indie artists over there. You play some amazing talents on your show over there in Germany, and I love the sounds, and I've gotten to know some new artists from just listening to your show. But the all-media artists,
really?
It would be a great – yes. I've reached out to some of them that I've heard
oh,
on
fantastic.
Your show. So,
well, the
yeah,
soul
definitely.
Scene here in Germany is not that big as it is in America or even in the UK. So, yeah, I'm a German soul mama. And I can't help it.
But you know what, Miss Marmalade? I mean, honestly, you know, not only am I honored to, you know, that, you know, you did what I just did, you know, and become a new supporter, but, you know, I'm going to support you as well. So, you know, we're going to connect, you know, when the show's over and, you know, make it happen from there, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Lady Flavor will be of help.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I will definitely connect you all with her. And if anybody's ever available on a Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you should check out her show on bounceradio.net. And she has some fun people. Her radio show is set up differently than this one. But she's got some fun people that come every week to her show, and they clearly kind of know each other and are very familiar with each other, similar to this. But it's fun. It's honestly fun, and they love her. And it's funny every time she talks. You know, there's some people in the chat room that are like, "Oh my God, just love her voice."
Yeah.
And of course, they love my very British sounding accent, even though I'm a real German lady. Yes. And now I have a picture of Dylan. Wow. So young.
That picture come in handy, D.
I look young for my age, but I'm almost 43.
Oh, okay. So we're about the same age then.
Yes, ma'am.
Oops, secret revealed.
Now we know. You know, while we've got you on the line, Lady Marmalade, I want to play a piece for you by another artist that's on the air right now, which is John D. Green. And he is a singer, songwriter, musician, and composer. And this is one of our favorite, Therese in the chat room, and my favorite pieces by him. And this is Melodocracy.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
right. That was Melodocracy by John D. Green Sr. So what did you think of that, Lady Marmalade?
I think it's absolutely fantastic. I love that. Please send a copy to me, please.
Okay, you heard her, John.
That's a talented brother right there.
So yeah, wonderful.
John, are you hiding?
Maybe he's speechless.
I'm sitting here talking with the mute on. I apologize. I'm very humbled. Thank you. Yeah, I was having a whole conversation, and I had the mute on. My apologies.
Well, that's just some of the talents that I'm getting my direction, Lady Marmalade, and we definitely would be more than happy to share them with you over there in Germany. And I would love to, you know, play some of the artists that you're playing over there too, you know, on my show, definitely.
Oh, yeah, we can arrange that, no problem.
Wonderful. So we've got some new people in the chat room. There's David Ringo. Let's see who else is new. Lady Love Song, welcome to the chat room. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And, you know, to my regular people, of course, DeLon's on the phone, Intellect, you know, I was hoping would call into the show, but he's one of my dear friends out here in Seattle, Washington. Lady Blue is a wonderful friend, too, amazing artist out in Pennsylvania. And Lady Love Song, you are somebody new to me, so I would love to get to know you better. And, of course, Therese from the All Media Artists website is in the chat room. And so anybody who is an independent artist who is ready to take things to the next level, I definitely suggest that you go check out the All Media Artists website. It's www.all-media-artists.com. People who are fans of independent artists, you can join over there too. I happen to have a page over there. They welcomed me, so I would encourage anybody else to come join us over there. It's a great site. It's some just really, really gifted, very professional artists, you know, over there, and you know they are worthy of, you know, having, you know, the attention and the spotlight put on them. So, you know, what can I say? So, Lady Marmalade, what do you have any thoughts on how an independent artist can get themselves out there and be recognized and you know, have people to be able to grow their fan base and have people to, you know, be willing to support them?
Wow, that's a tough question. I think, you should network. I mean, Facebook is the thing at the moment. MySpace is, we don't have to talk about MySpace anymore. Well, it is definitely Facebook. Definitely Facebook. And, I mean, this all media artist website to me is absolutely new. And this is added to my favorites right now. Of course, with a picture of DeLon. he sang his way into my heart. Sorry. Yeah, to socialize, to know someone that, I think have airplay and, yes, get your word out. And, of course, always, I think the indie artists are the more truer artists because I think when they sing, it comes really straight from their heart, straight from your soul, and it's more truthful than the so-called all media being in the charts artists that sing what the whole public wants to hear. So for me, an indie artist gives more of him or herself, more of their heart and soul to the music, and I think you can hear that. I mean, it's nice to hear a Rihanna song or any other major artist, but I really, really do love my indie artists. Absolutely fantastic.
Hey, well, I have a question, Lady Marmalade, and I've heard this a lot because I've never really, I haven't been outside the country, but from what I hear, like London and Germany and Asia, places like that, music is more accepted, like more open, like you guys don't, you know, someone who may not be that big over here in America, or is considered a quote unquote has been, can still be considered, you know, quite large over there. Is that what you see?
I think so too. Yeah, I mean, like example, Eric Robeson. You all know Eric?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. See, Eric Robeson. I think he's big in the U.S. and he's even though big in the U.K. Well, Germany is a bit behind. This is what I think. When I talk to other people saying, "Oh, I have the new album of Derry and Eric Robeson," and they're going like, "Who? Who's that?" But people in the UK, they know about them. So Germany really is lagging, absolutely, and lagging on the soul music thing. This is what I experience living in that area where I live, and this is in the northwest of Germany. So it's only an hour to the Netherlands. So you have an idea where I live.
Okay.
And I think, I've seen Ledisi, I've seen Leila James having concerts in Cologne. So I think there is a market definitely for all the indie artists as well. But me personally, I haven't figured out where, actually.
Well, I have heard that too, Delon, that Europe seems to show artists much more love, or at least the artists coming from the United States that go over and perform, maybe it is in the UK, seem to feel like they are much more appreciated over there versus their hometowns in the United States or in the United States, period. So, you know, I too have gotten the sense that there is a greater appreciation for the arts in Europe. I'm not sure if that's what it is or if they just really love, you know, American artists coming over there.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, because I'll give you an example, like Alexander O'Neill, who one of my favorites.
Oh, love him.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, I heard he just basically moved over there because it was like, you know, because he knew that he could, you know, not only did he like the country and the culture, but because he was more, you know, he could still keep his career going more or less over there, which is strange to me because he's so talented. But it's like, okay, over here in America, you know, especially to younger audiences, if you say Alexander O'Neill, they're like, who? You know what I'm saying? But he, over there, you know, I heard he's, you know, on some Michael Jackson level type stuff, you know, practically, you know what I mean? So that's what I keep persistently hearing, so.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the 80s music, really, the what I call the soul grooves, which I do play on my show. Well, I do a mix. I play new soul and, of course, the old groovy soul tunes back from even the 70s or the 80s. And Alexander O'Neill, he lives in London, this I know. And I think there's a huge fan base for music lovers of the 80s. And Alexander O'Neill, he is great. And I know he performs quite a lot in the UK. So I think the appreciation of an artist like Alexander O'Neill is, if you say so, it is bigger maybe here in Europe.
Interesting. So just out of curiosity, Lady Marmalade, we've only got 7 minutes left in the show. How did you get started in doing your radio show and supporting independent artists this way?
Wow. Okay, to make a long story short, I have my tongue twisters, and you can hear, obviously, I'm German. Well, it started off meeting someone on MySpace back then, and she did a radio show for Bounce Radio. She was a breakfast host for that station, and I listened to her show and so on, and we got involved and talked on the phone, and she really said, well, do you like being on air? I said, well, okay, I'll give it a try. And so my first show, I played all the 80s music, really, and the guys who listened in said, wow, they absolutely love my voice, love my accent and everything. And so then out of the blue, we had this name, Lady Marmalade, and my show is the Moulin Rouge show. And indie artists find me through various websites like the Soul Tracks, which is really huge, and I really, really love that site. So thanks to Chris Rizik. They find me and they send me music for consideration. And if I like it, I'll play it.
Okay. Well, you heard it here. If Lady Marmalade likes you, she'll play you. So, if you're on Facebook, hit me up. I'll send you her page. And, you just never know what might happen in 2011. You might be being played in Germany.
That would be great.
Yeah, well, the station is an American station, which is unusual. Bounce Radio is a rock station. I play soul and funk music. I'm the only one who lives abroad. So it's all really unusual being a German, being with Bounce Radio, which is a U.S. station, and I have listeners worldwide.
Okay.
So very, very few people here from Germany, because it is on a Sunday night at 11 p.m., heading into 1 a.m. My show is always for 2 hours. And, I think most Germans won't tune in because they have to go back to work on Monday. So really, my listeners are the UK and US listeners, really.
Okay. So can the shows be listened to in the archives off of your station?
Oh, no. We don't have any archives. We had Encore shows before. You can only get me live. Sorry, you have to tune in.
Okay.
Sundays, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. Well, like she just said, it's not... Most likely it may not be Germans listening to you, and maybe people in the UK or across the United States. So that's interesting to know that it's a U.S. radio station. That's very cool.
Yeah, I think so too. And I'm doing it for 3.5 years now. I am Lady Marmalade.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad that I made your acquaintance online through April Sims. And
oh, yes.
I do
love April. I absolutely love this woman. She's great.
Yes, she is. So we've only got 3 minutes left in the show. So, Pilip, you still live with us?
I'm asleep. No, I'm taking in all the information I can. I'm just, I'm a young, I'm just trying to do my best.
Okay, so do you have anything that you would like to say before the show closes out?
I appreciate all the input that everybody put to the round table. I'm going to try to work on my craft and make myself 10 times better. Let's everybody kick it off on the good foot this coming year.
All right.
My music is on MySpace/King County's Pilip. Thank you.
Okay, King County Pilip on MySpace. So then, DeLon, do you have anything you would like to say before the show closes out?
Hey, well, just a shout out to Lady Marmalade, to you, to Therese, and John, and everybody out there. Thank you for the support that I'm getting from some people and new fans. I mean, I'm getting hit up all the time from people, all over. So it's a blessing. I'm blessed, and I'm glad to share my talent with you. But like I said, I'm not greedy. I'd like to share the love and talk about y'all too. So hit me up, and I'll spread the word about you also. I'm on Facebook.
Right.
I'm on Twitter. DeLon Singer, D L O N, lowercase singer on Twitter. You can hit me up on there also. So.
All right. And then John D. Green, would you like to say something before the show's out?
Sure. Clear and simple. www.johndgreensr.com.
All right.
Anything and everything you'd like to know is there.
Right. Mm-hmm. All media artists, too, so don't forget. Yeah,
and both John and DeLon are on All Media Artists, so you can definitely check them out there. And, if you have questions or you're wanting to connect and you're struggling with that, just hit me up, Lady Flava. I'll connect you. So, Miss Lady Marmalade, is there anything that you would like to say before the show is over?
Yes, I absolutely loved that show, and I was I'm happy that I do tuned in. I checked my computer at this time. I'm usually not on this time of day. And, yes, I think I've fallen in love with Dylan. So, and I say, I love and appreciate
for the
love
all. In you.
Oh, well, I love when a singer serenades me.
Well, I want to thank everybody who's come out to listen to this show live, to everybody that hung out in the chat room, to those that are hiding in the wings, to Pilip and Delon and John D. Green Sr. and Lady Marmalade calling in all the way from Germany. I thank you so very much for tuning in today and participating in the Artist Roundtable today. And I want to wish everybody out there listening live to a very, very happy new year. Let's take all the blessings and the good lessons learned from 2010 and leave the garbage behind and go into 2011 on a good foot. So peace and blessings. Take care and God bless.
Make love and not war.
This is Darian, and I just want to thank everyone for making 2010 an incredible year. Here's to 2011. Be safe in the holiday. Happy New Year.